Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m. It's my special birthday show today. It's actually my birthday today, September 8th, Wednesday. Hi, Eric.
Happy birthday, Julie.
Thank you, Eric. So we have a very special show today.
Fantastic.
I mean, they're all very special. Last week's show was awesome with Susan Thixton of truthaboutpetfood.com.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of my favorite shows of all 80. This is our 80th show today, which is also very cool. So we're doing Dog Talk Show trivia, three Dog Talk Show trivia questions on today's show. We're going to do one at the beginning of the second segment, one at the beginning of the third segment, and then one either at the end of the third segment or at the beginning of the fourth segment. Giving away prizes at each Dog Talk Show trivia question. So get your phones ready, pull over, get next to your phone, get ready to call in. I'm going to give out the number now as well as later. The number to call in is 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569. We'll be giving away poop bags by Spike Company, business bags they're called. It's a roll of 40, along with some Adopt-A-Shelter-Pet stamps, a full book of postage stamps. We've got treats from Natural Bark. We've got the Canine Nation biscuit book by the famous Chef Klecko. We've got more stamps. And we have the world's best leash.
On the stamps here real quick. These are postage stamps,
these
right?
These are that postage stamps. Use. You can use them.
Fantastic.
Yes. They are the Adopt-A-Shelter-Pet stamps that are out to raise awareness about adopting pets from a shelter. Certainly not buying them from a pet store. We know that that is a big no-no. Why? Because they come from puppy mills.
Yeah.
And
it's good to see the post office making peace with dogs
it
as
is.
Well, you know.
Well, there's actually, I was at the post office today, and there's actually a little sign out on the counter.
Uh-huh.
The reason I was at the post office, let me just back up a paw, is that...
I'm going to let that go, because it's your birthday.
Thank you. Is that I had to send my mom out some... of Leia's sweaters and jackets that fit her so that she can make her silver bullet outfit for the wiener dog race at the Seahawks game, halftime, September 26th.
Can't wait for that.
That's why. It's a silver, shiny spandex outfit for Leia. It's going to be awesome. So that's why I was at the post office, mailing those to her so because she's in Massachusetts and so she can make the outfit. While I was at the post office, there's actually a sign on the counter about, I can't remember what it was called, but it was basically about dog bites and like how to prevent dog bites, you know, because I'm sure the postal workers have their fair share of unpleasant dog encounters.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, dogs and postal workers coming together, you know, it gives me hope for peace in the Middle East.
It does. If dogs and postal workers, I would say even more than that, like the UPS or the FedEx drivers, because I know postal workers, not so good. UPS truck, I know, at least for my parents' old dog, was the ultimate nemesis for some reason.
It was his mortal enemy.
I don't know if it was the brown or what. So
brown is like the red for bulls.
I guess so, for dogs. So it's my birthday today, and, you know, along with every other day of the year, it's a fabulous day to take your dog out for a walk.
Absolutely.
Nice and cool today. I happen to like cool weather, and I am not one of the people who is moaning about fall coming. I love fall, and it feels great to me that I can smell it in the air and feel it in the cooler air. I'm all for it, so bring it on. I'm not a hot weather person at all. So we've got a special guest for one of our Dog Talk Show trivias who's going to be assisting me with the first question. We have Patsy Pattison. Yes. The owner of Invisible Fence Northwest, the Dog Talk Show's newest sponsor. So the dog talk show. You
can't see it. It's electric. You gotta
feel it. It's electric. The Invisible Fence Northwest is one of the dog talk show's newest sponsors. So the dog talk show is proudly brought to you in part by Invisible Fence Northwest. And Patsy Pattison will be on air with us, helping me with the first dog talk show trivia question, which is going to include the prize is includes a donation from Invisible Fence Northwest, which is a full box of business bags made by Spike Brand, which is a local company. They are fully biodegradable bags. Along with that, first prize will be a full book of Adopt a Shelter Pet postage stamps.
That kind of business.
That kind of business. It's a really cute box. It has lots of really funny sayings on it, and they're called business bags, and they are indeed poop bags. So get ready to call in. Beginning of the second segment, I'll give out that number again, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, especially if it's you who has not yet called in. I would love for you who has not yet called in and tried to play dog talk show trivia to call in and give it a shot. So don't be shy. Give us a call, 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. Well, I have some events, as always, to announce. Let's see. The newest event that I don't think I knew about last week, the Vashon Sheepdog Classic. I don't recall talking about that last week. Sheepdog Trials on Vashon Island. The website is VashonSheepdogClassic.com. It's October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at Misty Isle Farms from dawn to dusk. Only $5 admission. You can actually sponsor a sheepdog in the trials. This is a herding dog trials. So it's going to be mostly border collies and some kelpies. Big event, great weekend event to come out either for the whole weekend or just for a day. We are definitely going to come out and spend some time out there and enjoy the countryside, the rolling hills of Misty Isle Farms, and we're going to watch the herding dogs have their way with the sheep. You can sponsor a dog if you go to Vashon Sheepdog Classic. This is actually a fundraiser for a nonprofit organization set up to support the Vashon Island teachers. And the funds raised actually go directly to the teachers, not to the school district. So you can sponsor one of the herding dogs for $100. If you go online, you can choose your dog and make a donation that way. VashonSheepdogClassic.com. Assistance Dog Club of Puget Sound and International Association of Assistance Dog Partners will join in partnership to present a two-day conference, the Assistance Dogs at Work Conference at Embassy Suites Hotel SeaTac, Saturday and Sunday, September 25th and 26th, $90 for both days, and please register separately for each day. You can go to iaadp.org or dogsaver.org/ADC. And that information, along with all of the other event information, is on the Dog Talk Show homepage. So if you can't write this down right now, just go to dogtalkshow.com and you can click on the link on the homepage for all of these events. Bowling for Bullies, Sunday, September 26th. Lots going on that weekend. 1:30 to 4:30 at West Seattle Bowl. Bowlingforbullies@gmail.com. It's a fundraiser for Bullseye Dog Rescue. Saturday, September 18th, Harbor Hounds Dog Walk, benefits Prison Pet Partnership Program. You can go to prisonpetpartnership.org or harborhounds.com to find out more information about this. Let's see, the whole month of September, I'm doing a special contest for people who also listen online on iTunes who don't get to listen live and participate in the Dog Talk Show trivia. This is going to be our biggest prize giveaway so far. It's going to be the world's best dog leash, which I use for all of my dogs that I train, made by a small moccasin company in New England. The leather is beautiful. The leashes will last you a lifetime. They're awesome. It's going to be one of those leashes, a collection of books from guests that we've had on the show, a collection of books, which means more than one. Of course, adopt a shelter pet stamps, and I'm also working on gathering some more prizes, too. So this is a jackpot.
What makes it the world's best dog leash?
It's leather that is like butter.
Ah, yeah. So it melts over it, corn nicely.
It does.
What does that have to do with it? It's just comfortable, I guess?
It's very comfortable. It's a great grip. The small dog ones use very tiny buckles, so the buckles are very light for little dogs, which is kind of hard to find.
Okay.
They're just, if you felt it, Eric, I'll bring one in so that you can feel one firsthand.
Great.
All you have to do to enter for this contest, for the month of September contest, is take a picture of your Dog Talk Show car sticker on your car. Please do not include your license plate number. And email it to me, host@dogtalkshow.com, and I will enter your email address into the drawing. If you have a car sticker on three cars, then you can enter all three different cars, but only one entry per car. And the reason why I'm doing this the whole month of September is that if you do not yet have your Dog Talk Show car sticker on your car, email me with your mailing address. I will mail you out as many as you want. You can put it on your car, take a picture, email me a picture of your Dog Talk Show car sticker on your car. They are very sharp stickers. And my, like, sharp looking. Email me, host@dogtalkshow.com. I'm very excited because I just got an initial email already for the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show, which is one of my favorite events all year long. Of course, that's not until mid-March, but I did get an email about getting a booth there, and that's kind of already in the air, which is very exciting, too. So we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to do our first Dog Talk Show trivia question with Patty Pattison, owner of Invisible Fence Northwest, to help me out. So stay tuned and get ready to call in. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. Funky dogs, nasty dogs.
Many dogs love to ride in the car, but boy, they can really do a number on the interior with their nails and teeth. Did you know that you can have the interior vinyl and leather dents and tears repaired rather than having to replace an entire section or door? ColorMasters Northwest offers leather, vinyl, and velour restoration with the option of on-site repairs and affordability of saving you from having to order a whole new part. You don't have to wait to replace your entire door or console. Just call Color Masters Northwest and have your dog's unsightly handiwork repaired quickly and affordably. Call 425-681-9355 or visit colormastersnw.com to schedule an appointment today. That's 425-681-9355 or online at colormastersnw.com.
We all want to feel good, and when we look good, we just feel better. Hi, I'm Shawn Dene, inviting you to join Dr. Dawn and myself on Radiant You Radio. We will explore the good, the bad, and the ugly about looking fine. We'll throw the spotlight onto procedures, treatments, and nutritional methods to help you become a more radiant you.
Don't miss Radiant You Radio every Friday at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
One more sign, feel like that. One more sign, just a cat.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes, and we are back with Patsy Pattison, one of the owners of Invisible Fence Northwest, our newest sponsor. Hi, Patsy.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, it's not raining.
Yes, it's not. It's actually, the sun's coming out a little bit, so what a nice day to take your dog for a walk.
Boy, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now, you are going to help me with this first Dog Talk Show trivia question. And what is at stake for this question is a box of business bags, which Invisible Fence Northwest is providing. Thank you. As well as a full book of Adopt a Shelter Pet postage stamps. I believe it's a book of 20. So you have the question ready to go. I'm going to give out the number before you ask the question, Patsy. The number to call in is 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. So go ahead, and we're going to do this sort of, this question I was inspired by The Price is Right, kind of with how it's asked. And I was thinking about Bob Barker and how he always did that. Don't forget to have your pet spayed or neutered at the end of the show, which I always appreciated. So I will add my own twist. Don't forget to take your dog for a walk today. All right, Patsy.
Okay. Tell us whether the answer to this question is higher or lower than 50%. The percentage of people who sign their pet's name on greeting cards, and also the percentage of people who include their pets in family and holiday portraits, according to a survey done by the American Animal Hospital Association.
Is the answer higher or lower than 50%? And this is the percentage of people who sign their pet's name on a greeting card. Also, the percentage of people who include their pets in family and holiday portraits. Is the answer higher or lower than 50%? The number to call is 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569.
I'm not going to take a stab at this because, of course, we're waiting for folks to call in and win on the Dog Talk Show trivia. But I wonder what percentage of those people actually draw a little paw as the signature for their pet.
Well, I'm not sure, but I will tell you, because today is my birthday, I actually got a card, one from Darcy, and then a whole separate card from the dogs. So, you know, I don't know what percentage actually has the dogs take the, you know,
or and then
initiative.
There's another percentage of those folks that actually also dip their animal's paw in ink.
Right,
to
actually
make the
sign.
Stamp.
Yes. Right. All right. Well, we have Wendy in Seattle on line one who's going to attempt to answer this correctly. Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
So, is the answer to this question higher or lower than 50%?
It better be higher.
It is indeed higher. And to give you the percentages, well, this is according to the American Animal Hospital Association. I would assert that the percentages are higher in Western Washington. 70% sign cards and 58% include their pet in their photo.
Awesome.
Yep. So we are going to send you back to Darcy and get your mailing information and get this box of business bags from Invisible Fence Northwest, as well as a full book of Adopt a Shelter Pet stamps out to you.
I'm so excited. Happy birthday, Julie.
Thank you very much. Thanks for listening. Now, do you have dogs?
I do.
What kind of dogs do you have?
I have one called Moose, mm-hmm. who's a big Australian Shepherd Newfoundland mix, and a little one called Beanie, who's a Jack Russell.
Nice. Quite the pair.
Yes, they sure are. They get lots of comments.
Good. Well, thanks so much for calling in and for listening, and just hang on the line and we'll get your mailing information.
Sounds great. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, thanks.
Otherwise, she was going to have to think up a craft project for those business guys,
right,
so I'm glad
right.
she has dogs.
Oh, those will get put to use for sure. Patsy, thank you so much for calling in and participating in that dog talk show trivia, and I'm just thrilled to have one of my favorite Northwest companies on board as a sponsor of the show.
Well, thank you. We're thrilled to be on board, and happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Very good. Now, the phone lines did light up, so hang on, because there are more trivia questions to come shortly. So you will have another chance to answer a question and win another prize. What we will be giving away this next trivia question is going to be another book of Adopt-A-Shelter Pet postage stamps. Full book of 20. They're very cute. Pictures of actual shelter cats and dogs. Canine Nation biscuit book. It's got all sorts of baking recipes for your dog. I don't know, maybe there's cat ones too, although it does say Canine Nation. This is by the famous Chef Klecko.
Yeah, it's not about cat country. It's
no.
The Canine Nation.
Right. So we've got that book of recipes. We have a half-pound bag of natural bark treats, which my dogs love. And you can go to naturalbark.com to order some of those. And there's also a 10% discount for Dog Talk Show listeners. The coupon code is Dog Talk Show. So we've got the stamps, the book, and the treats for this next Dog Talk Show trivia question coming up. Now, that's going to be at the beginning of the next segment, so hang on there. I'll give the number out again, 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569. So there's something eventful, not good, but eventful, actually happened in my dog family recently that I have not talked about. I've had so many other things to talk about, but I just wanted to share this. That we have two cattle dogs and a dachshund. And our female cattle dog, who is the most recent addition to our family, we adopted her after Chewy died, my dog, who actually died almost exactly a year ago. I'll be talking about him in the last segment. But Telly had to have emergency surgery to take a foreign object out of her stomach.
Oh.
Yeah.
Foreign object in the stomach never sounds like a
good
thing.
Not a good, yeah. No. And having to actually go into the stomach and take it out, also not ever a fun thing.
Hmm.
And it was this fabric ball that was like the size of a peach. And it was, you know, we got to look at it afterwards, and it wasn't anything that we recognized, so I don't know how long it had been in there. The vet said that it looked like it had been in there actually for quite some time because it was pretty well tucked in like a corner of the stomach. And the reason why we knew, how we found out, was that she one day, she was kind of vomiting unproductively at night, and then the next day she vomited, and it was, you know, she wasn't throwing up any food or anything, but she had vomited, and in addition to kind of the clearer sort of material, there was also blood in it. Sorry, Eric.
All right.
Now, is that worse or better than the poop talk?
I don't know. It's all pretty grisly.
just move on.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to let people know about this because, you know, I mean, when I saw the blood, I was like, "Ooh, okay, so that's really not good." And we brought her right in, and they took X-rays, and they did see a foreign object, but they couldn't really tell what it was. It definitely wasn't something like, you know, metal or bone or something like that, but there was definitely something in there and they just couldn't tell what it was. And we had to take it out because otherwise if it had tried to pass through, it could have caused an obstruction and she would have, I mean, it was definitely life threatening. And she is recovered. She went through the surgery beautifully. We took her to the Edgewood Vet Hospital, which is a great vet hospital down in Edgewood. Always great care there. And she healed beautifully. The incision healed beautifully. They did a wonderful job. And she's totally healed up now, and the hair on her belly is even starting to grow back. But just wanted to kind of let people know of that. If you, you know, it's hard with dogs because, and cats too, because it's like, okay, you're throwing up. Does it mean you have a life-threatening obstruction, mm-hmm. or is your stomach just upset?
Right.
You know, so you always, I feel like I always have that, like, it's, you know, is she going to die type reaction if there's anything wrong, because you don't know. Man. So we took her in, and, you know, she is fine now, and there's no cloth ball in her stomach anymore, which probably didn't feel that great at all. But I just want to let people know, if you see any blood in the vomit, bring them right in. Not a good thing.
Well, it's good news that she's recovering now, and everything's okay.
Everything is okay. She's great. We've got some, well, actually, let's take our break, and when we come back, we're going to do Dog Talk Show Trivia question number 2 to win a copy of Canine Nation Biscuit Book, Baking for Your Best Friend by the famous Chef Klecko. Also, a half-pound bag of Natural Bark dog treats donated by naturalbark.com. You can go on to Natural Bark and order your dog's healthy treats and tell them Dog Talk Show coupon code, and you'll get 10% off your order, as well as a full book of Adopt a Shelter Pet postage stamps. So when we come back from break, we will ask Dog Talk Show trivia question number 2. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. Talk on the cereal box religion. See a smile on a dog. Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week, we have a special treat. Robin Alexis from Mystic Radio will join us for the show. She's an incredibly gifted Reiki master, mystic, medium, channel, healer, and psychic. Do our animal friends have totems and spirit guides like we do? Well, Robin and I will look at that, and we'll take your phone call so Robin can answer your questions and read for you and your animal friends. Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Eric, are you ready for Dog Talk Show trivia number 2?
Am I?
Do I even need to ask?
No, you don't.
No. All right. The number to call, 425-373-5527, or toll free, 888-298-5569. And this is for a Canine Nation biscuit book, Baking for Your Best Friend by famous Chef Klecko, a half pound of Natural Bark dog treats, very healthy, of course, and a full book of Adopt a Shelter Pet postage stamps, a book of 20. So the question is, contrary to popular belief, Dogs do not sweat by salivating. They sweat through what part of their body?
I actually know the answer to this one.
Oh, Eric.
If only I could play.
Contrary to popular belief, dogs do not sweat by salivating. They sweat through what part of their body? And to clarify, they do. Panting is a way that they cool themselves, but they are not sweating. What part of their body do they sweat through? For a copy of Canine Nation Biscuit Book, Natural Bark, Healthy Dog Treats from naturalbark.com, and a full book of Adopt a Shelter Pet postage stamps.
You know, it's funny. When I pant, it usually doesn't cool me off. So I don't know. It works for the dogs, though. That's good.
If anything, it causes anxiety.
Yes.
All right. We have...
So we're just waiting here on the name for our lucky contestant, and we'll have that momentarily, I think. So,
well, the lines have lit up for this. Waiting.
I got to say, I really like the cover of this, the Dog Biscuit book.
Yeah, this is a good one. This is actually a good-sized book with...
Now, is that just all recipes of dog biscuits that people can make, or is there more to it than that?
No, it looks like, well, there's like little stories kind of before each one and little tips about various cooking things, but it's mostly...
And is it it's a Jack Russell Terrier on the cover, right?
Yes.
Hey, I identified a dog.
Well done.
What do I win?
Business
bags?
Business bags.
Yes.
For your cats. All right, we have Joanne in Kirkland on line one. Hi, Joanne.
Hello.
Okay, so what part of the body do dogs sweat through?
They sweat by panting.
So
their tongue.
The question is the question is that's actually it's incorrect.
Oh.
Panting is a way of cooling, but they don't sweat through panting.
Oh.
Thank you so much for trying. We will be asking another question though, so you can try again.
Thank you.
All right. All right. We have Kirsten and Redmond on line two who has a shot at this. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi.
So, contrary to popular belief, dogs do not sweat by salivating. They sweat through what part of their body?
The pads of their feet.
Yes.
Yes.
Well done.
Thanks.
That is correct. And you have won a copy of Canine Nation Biscuit Book, a half a pound of Natural Bark Dog Treats, and a full book of Adopt a Shelter Pet stamps.
Thank you, and happy birthday.
Thank you. And do you have a dog?
I do.
What kind of dog?
I have a mix. I have a Boxer, we're not sure mix, and I have a Dalmatian.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to put you on hold and send you back to Darcy and get your mailing information, and we'll get these prizes out to you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for listening. Yeah. Speaking of Dalmatians, Eric...
Yes.
Sparkles, the fire safety dog, is getting a new brother.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. You can go to the Sparkles, the fire safety dog website or Facebook page and see a picture of this little baby Dalmatian boy.
Does he have a name?
He does, but I don't know it.
Oh, okay.
But you can find out his name by going to their Facebook page or the website, which is sparklesthefiresafetydog.com.
Fantastic.
Perhaps we could listen to the Sparkles the Fire Safety Dog theme song sometime before the end of the show, since it is my birthday.
Since it's your birthday, I think we'll help you out.
I don't know if I can handle the Electric Boogie and the Sparkles the Fire Safety Dog theme song. Now, we had Sparkles the Fire Safety Dog and firefighter Dana Hilton on the show. I think it was probably about a month ago. You can listen to all of our past shows on the website, www.dogtalkshow.com. They're all archived on the podcast page, and that's a great way to scroll through all 80 of the shows now, as of today, and see who the guests were. The range of topics is just huge. It's pretty much anything you could think of. You can also listen to us on iTunes. We are a free download in the audio podcast section on iTunes. Just search for The Dog Talk Show with Julie Forbes. And you can access all of our past shows, download it, and put it on your iPod and listen to it while you're bored on the treadmill or, you know, anything like that. So it's a great way.
Or even when you're out walking your dog.
Well, you could while you're walking your dog, although I really encourage people to be present to the walk.
That's a good point.
Yes. Especially if you're in a crowded place. And certainly not listening to your iPod with your dog on a retractable leash 20 feet ahead of you, not paying attention.
Perhaps during business time.
Perhaps during business time.
You can listen to it.
Isn't there a song like by the Comet?
Fly to the Concords.
Yes, it's business time. That should be the
different kind of business
theme,
than that song.
The theme song of business bags. So KKNW 1150 AM is the station that you can listen to Seattle Storm games on.
Very true.
We are big Storm fans, and boy was the last game exciting.
A barn burner, I understand.
Oh my.
I don't know what that means, but it sounded
good.
Right?
We were freaking out in the living room watching the game with some friends. They were behind pretty much the whole game. They played Phoenix, came back in the last 6 minutes, closed like a 19-point gap, and won the game in the last seconds of the game. It was so exciting, and I'm so thrilled to be a part of the station that plays the Storm games. Now, at the last live Storm game that we were at, which was the game before that, they had a demonstration, a flyball demonstration. And flyball is where dogs, it's like a relay, and it's like three jumps, and then the dogs hit this board, a ball shoots out, they catch it in their mouth, they turn around, they jump back, the next dog on the team goes, jump, 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 slam, ball comes out, they grab it with their mouth, they turn around. I mean, it is insane. And it was really fun to watch, but I couldn't help but worry about the dog's shoulders, because there was this border collie that I wish that they were clocking this dog. It was insanely fast. And it was hitting this, like basically running into a wall with its front paws at full speed and then bouncing off, grabbing a ball, bouncing off and running back. And it was just like, oh man, that's got to be hard on their front end. It was very exciting to watch, but I was a little nervous about the impact it was having on their bodies.
Sounds like they could use a bumper.
They could bounce off or something.
Mm-hmm.
Those dogs are definitely going to need some acupuncture or massage or something on a regular basis. So Darcy was like, we should do that with Levi. I was like, he would kill himself because he's so ball driven. I feel like he would just smack into... He almost ran through a soccer goal the other day going after a ball because he like almost didn't see the net.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a potential disaster. So anyway, it was very exciting.
But he hit the brakes at the last minute?
Yes, he did. He did. I think he saw the frame and then went around.
That sounds dramatic.
So that was a halftime show for entertainment. I wonder what another good halftime show dog-related for entertainment would be. Eric, do you have any ideas?
I don't know. Maybe someone with a wiener dog that was dressed in a little silver outfit rocketing across a field would be pretty good.
During halftime of a Seahawks game, funny you mention.
Perhaps.
Leia, my dachshund, is going to be running during halftime of the September 26th Seattle Seahawks home game against the San Diego Chargers. And this is very, very exciting. One of the most exciting things I think I've ever participated in with my dogs. Look for the little wiener dog with a silver spandex outfit. Her name will be the Silver Bullet. And I think she's got a good shot. Now, she's running against the dog who beat her at Wienerfest Northwest, Winston, I think.
So this is a rematch.
Yes.
Bitter rivals.
Yes.
Finally.
No.
She gets to take him to task.
Well, this is a much longer race, which the wiener dog racing people don't, you know, it's not their ideal because it's quite a long race. It's a 50-yard race for a little dachshund.
So she's got to be training for endurance.
Well, she's in very good shape because she keeps up with the cattle dogs on a regular basis. We go for long walks in the woods and all that type of stuff. So I don't doubt, you know, I don't feel like I'm putting her in jeopardy. But the race at Wienerfest was probably like 30 feet. And this one's like 50 yards. But she will be rematching against the winner of Wienerfest Northwest, who I believe's name was Winston. I think he's a black and tan long-haired dachshund, if memory serves. But this is going to be a blast. So be sure to watch that game, the September 26th Seattle Seahawks home game halftime. Will be the Wiener Fest or the Wiener Dog Race exhibition race. So
look out, Winston. She's coming for you.
That's right. We've been training. We should get the Rocky music. Eric, you read my mind. Nice.
She's training for endurance.
That's right.
This time.
Not doing stairs, though, but she is. So anyway, that's exciting news. Exciting news for us. And be sure to watch the Storm playoff game. They have made it to the finals. If you can't watch it, if you don't have NBA TV or if it's not being played on a major station, you can listen to the game on this fine station, 1150 AM.
That's right.
The next game is this Sunday at noon.
They're going for the championship.
This is the finals, and they will be playing Atlanta Dream. Welcome to your nightmare, Atlanta.
Some storm clouds floating into that
exactly.
Dream.
Sunday at noon is the first game, and then I think Tuesday night is the second game, which we will be at physically because it will be at home.
All the Coke in the world is not going to save you now because Atlanta is the home of Coca-Cola.
Oh, right. It is?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Maybe that's
not
a good chance.
Maybe not. Okay, so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will be doing Dog Talk Show trivia question number 3. What is at stake for this trivia question? The world's best leash. Trust me. I am a trainer. I hold leashes all day long. This is the best one, as well as a full book of Adopt a Shelter Pet stamps. So hang on just a few minutes. We'll be back with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Fire safety dog. She knows just what to do. And she always has a meeting place.
This is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website kemmleyelectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y electric.com.
Hi, I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animals Wednesdays at 3 p.m. As a medium, I talk with your companions live on air to find the answers to the questions you want to ask. Call in and ask about health, behavior, transitions in life, or anything else. Even talk with animals who have crossed over. Animals have wonderful things to say. Join us for a fun-filled and inspiring hour Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Talk With Your Animals with Joy Turner, the show you and your animal companions are going to love.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
1150kknw.com. Your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. That's all it takes to get that song stuck in my head for many days. And I have to say, I as frustrating.
I just can't wait until they get this in the karaoke bar right. So we can to get together and have a dog talk show outing and duet on this song.
Yeah, the duet version.
Or maybe we'll just have to do a karaoke version of the dog talk show.
Yes.
We'll sing all the classics.
All of the classics.
Nobody will listen. It'll be the least downloaded episode, but it'll be so much fun.
Oh, yeah. That'll be great. I'll probably lose listeners. FYI, the game is on ABC, the Storm game.
All right.
Seattle Storm, women's basketball team. The best team in the league, playing in the finals starting this Sunday on radio on this fine station.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dog talk show trivia. The best, I'm not kidding, the world's best dog leash. Made out of very, very, very high quality leather from a moccasin company in New England. And you can't get these in retail stores in this area. So, also a full book of Adopt a Shelter Pet postage stamps. The number to call is 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569. Here's the question. Every known dog breed, except this one, has a pink tongue. What is the breed?
Oh, man, that's a really good question. I've never heard of such a thing. There is a dog with a non-pink tongue out there.
Yes, in fact, it's black.
Black tongue dog.
Yep. Every known dog breed except this one.
And it's not because this dog is sick. Then.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Has a pink tongue. What is this breed? And this is for the world's best leash and a book of Adopt a Shelter Pet postage stamps. The lines are ringing. We have Cheryl, who's the first caller on line one in Seattle. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
So, do you have the answer to this question?
I do.
What you got?
Chow Chow.
Excellent. Well done. Now, do you have a dog?
I have a Chow.
Aha. Excellent. Very fitting. Now, Cheryl, I am telling you.
We got to go to the judges and see if we can allow them.
Cheating.
Chow owner. No, that's great.
No, that is excellent. And, I am serious, Cheryl. You are going to love this leash.
I am so excited because I'm a dog walker.
Oh, perfect.
And when I heard you say that before the commercial, I dialed in the number. I was just waiting, and then it was the perfect question for me.
Oh, well, it was meant to be.
Yes, it was.
All right.
Yes,
well, thank you for listening, and we'll also send you out some Dog Talk Show car stickers.
Okay.
And you can enter into that contest as well by taking a picture of that sticker on your car and email it to me at host@dogtalkshow.com.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
So just hang on the line. We're going to send you back to Darcy and get your mailing information.
All right. Happy birthday, Julie.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you.
Ooh, lots of people were hungry for that leash and postage stamp. We often do dog talk show trivia on the Dog Talk Show.
That's true. So you should listen every week for your chance to win.
Listen every week, and you can definitely call in. And
for my chance to play the sound effects.
Yes. Eric?
That's the only prize I get.
Now, it is my birthday.
It is.
But I'm in the spirit of giving. You know, it's my birthday, but I've been giving away all show long.
Very kind of you.
So I'd like to give a gift to you, and you play your favorite sound effect. You had an opportunity, actually, to play it in this show because somebody did unfortunately get the wrong answer, but you didn't play it.
Right.
Which is probably very nice.
Yes. Well, there's a number of sound effects for the wrong answer, but my favorite of these that I rarely pull out is this one.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
And it really wouldn't be fitting to actually play that after somebody has answered a question and has called in and tried.
Right.
Right. So I actually appreciate that, Eric. But
no problem.
There you go. Okay. Well, that's the last Dog Talk Show trivia question. Very well done. Got to give away lots of wonderful gifts. We had a box of business bags and stamps from Invisible Fence Northwest, the show's newest sponsor. Check out InvisibleFenceNW.com for all of their products. They have their electric fencing systems for your entire property. You can separate out, you know, garden spaces. You can get really creative with that and have them come out for a free consultation. We have a Dog Talk Show coupon for that for our listeners. Just tell them that you are a Dog Talk Show listener and that you heard about this on the show, and they will give you $100 off. So have them out, free consultation. You can see if it's a good fit for you and your pets. And they also have invisible fence products for cats as well. They have indoor. They can do the inside of your house. You can segregate off certain sections for just your cats to keep the dogs out. They have portable units. They have all sorts of other products, too. So check out their website, InvisibleFenceNW.com. If you're doing any sort of electric fencing system, the only company I recommend is Invisible Fence. Do not go with another type that you try to set up yourself, because they also, one of the great things in addition to the quality of the product is the training that comes with it. Very, very important that the animals understand what's going on. And so they will also ensure that, too. So I mentioned a little bit earlier that it's actually Sunday will be the 1 year anniversary that Chewy died, my dog. And I actually, you can go back a year and listen to the second show, actually, after September 12th, where I talk about my experience, because it is part of living with pets. We have to say goodbye to them because we typically live longer than they do. And it's the first time I've ever lost a pet. He was my first dog as an adult. I got him when I was 20. If that gives you any indication of my age, this will be my 33rd birthday today. But he got me through my 20s. We went through it, and it was really hard to lose him. But, you know, I really do still feel like he's with me. And, you know, it was just such an interesting, profound experience to go through that grieving process. And we're going to the ocean this weekend. We're taking the dogs to the beach, and I'm going to spread his ashes along the coast and into the ocean and return him, in a way, I guess, to where he came from. But, you know, there is a, if you are in the throes of grieving your lost pet, there is a pet loss support group. There's actually a couple offered, one through Seattle Humane and I think one through the Seattle Animal Shelter. Seattle Humane is just around the corner here in Factoria in Bellevue. And the Seattle Animal Shelter is on 15th, kind of just north of downtown Seattle. The Pet Loss Support Group, I had on Kate Munson, who's one of the volunteers who puts this on. But it's a free service. You can go and just be with other people who are experiencing the same experience that you are, whether you have people in your life who understand and are supportive or not. This is such a wonderful service, and I just really encourage people to give themselves that gift. It was a really wonderful experience for me, and I actually went several months after he died. You know, I didn't go just a few weeks after he died. Most of the people that were there with me had more recently lost their pets, but you know, the grief process really is a cycle. It was certainly the most intense for probably the first 6 months. And then I kind of started not feeling so much, so intensely and less frequently. And then, you know, I think with this year mark coming, I'm definitely feeling him more. And actually for my birthday this morning, Darcy got me a really beautiful ID bracelet from Tiffany that has Big Chew engraved on it, which is really special and beautiful. And I just love that. It's going to be great to have sort of a part of him to wear. Kind of not a part of him, but
right. Just a reminder of his spirit.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful piece of jewelry, and it's just lovely. So just, you know, the Lost Pet Support Group is a wonderful group, and I really encourage you, if you're feeling the grief, to go. It was just really, really wonderful. We've got some great guests coming up in the future. Next week, we have Kim Sills with D-Cup Saving Teacups, LA-based.
Oh, not in studio?
No, not in studio. Judith, the founder of Old Dog Haven, is an organization that basically finds foster homes for dogs at the end of their lives. And then after that, we have Maggie McClure, the coordinator for the Sheepdog Classic, the Vashon Sheepdog Classic, which are the sheepdog trials on Vashon Island. It's going to continue to be a wonderful day. Thanks so much for playing Dog Talk Show Trivia. We'll be back next Wednesday from 2 to 3. Go Storm, go. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. And this song is for Chew.